1 Kings. Chapter 1. Now King David was old and feeble in years. And they covered him with clothes, but he could not stay warm. Therefore his servants said to him, Let there be sought for my lord the king a young virgin. And let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in your bosom, that my lord the king may be warm. So they sought for a fair young girl throughout all the coasts of Israel, and found Abishag a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the young girl was very fair, beautiful, and cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king did not know her sexually. Then Adonijah the son of Haggith exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen, and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, Why have you done so? And he also was a very handsome man, and his mother bore him after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and following Adonijah they helped him. But Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and the mighty men who belonged to David, were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah killed sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zoheleth, which is by Enrogel, and called all his brothers the king's sons, and all the men of Judah the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, he did not call. Therefore Nathan spoke to Bathsheba the mother of Solomon, saying, Have you not heard that Adonijah the son of Haggith reigns, and David our Lord does not know it? Now therefore I ask you to come, let me give you counsel, that you may save your own life, and the life of your son Solomon. Go into King David, and say to him, Did you not, my lord, O king, swear to your handmaid, saying, Assuredly Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then does Adonijah reign? Indeed, while you are still talking there with the king, I also will come in after you, and confirm your words. And Bathsheba went into the king into the chamber, and the king was very old. And Abishag the Shunammite ministered to the king. And Bathsheba bowed, and knelt before the king. And the king said, What do you want? And she said to him, My lord, you swore by the Lord Jehovah, your God to your handmaid, saying, Assuredly Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. And now, look, Adonijah reigns. And now, my lord the king, you do not know it. And he has killed oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and has called all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the army, but Solomon your servant he has not called. And you, my lord, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon you, that you should tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. And, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in. And they told the king, saying, Look, Nathan the prophet. And when he had come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, My lord, O king, have you said, Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne? Because he has gone down this day, and has killed oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and has called all the king's sons, and the captains of the army, and Abiathar the priest. And, they eat and drink before him, and say, God save King Adonijah. But me, even me your servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and your servant Solomon, he has not called. Is this thing done by my lord the king, and you have not shown it to your servant, who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him? Then King David answered and said, Call to me Bathsheba. And she came into the king's presence, and stood before the king. And the king swore, and said, As the Lord Jehovah lives, who has redeemed my soul out of all distress. Even as I swore to you by the Lord Jehovah God of Israel, saying, Assuredly Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my place. Even so I will certainly do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth, and did reverence to the king, and said, Let my lord King David live forever. And King David said, Call to me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. And they came before the king. The king also said to them, Take with you the servants of your lord, and cause Solomon my son to ride upon my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him their king over Israel, and blow with the trumpet, and say, God save King Solomon. then you shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne, because he shall be king in my place. And I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada answered the king, and said, Amen. Let it be. The Lord Jehovah God of my lord the king says so also. As the Lord Jehovah has been with my lord the king, even so he shall be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David. So Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, went down, and caused Solomon to ride upon King David's mule, and brought him to Gihon. And Zadok the priest took a horn of oil out of the tabernacle, and anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet. And all the people said, God save King Solomon. And all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes, and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth shook with their sound. And Adonijah and all the guests who were with him heard it as they had made an end of eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, Why is this noise of the city being in an uproar? And while he yet spoke, Jonathan the son of Abiathar the priest came, and Adonijah said to him, Come in. Because you are a valiant man, and bring good news. And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, Truly our lord King David has made Solomon king. And the king has sent with him Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride upon the king's mule. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon, and they have come up from there rejoicing, so that the city rang again. This is the noise that you have heard. And also Solomon sits on the throne of the kingdom. And furthermore the king's servants came to bless our lord King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and make his throne greater than your throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed. And also this is what the king said. Blessed is the Lord Jehovah God of Israel, who has given one to sit on my throne this day, my own eyes have seen it. And all the guests who were with Adonijah were afraid, and rose up, and every man went his way. And Adonijah was afraid because of Solomon, and arose, and went, and caught hold on the horns of the altar. And it was told Solomon, saying, See, Adonijah is afraid of King Solomon. Because, look, he has caught hold on the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear to me today that he will not kill his servant with the sword. And Solomon said, If he will show himself a worthy man, not a hair of him shall fall to the earth. But if wickedness is found in him, he shall die. So King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar. And he came and bowed himself to King Solomon. And Solomon said to him, Go to your house.